Hello everybody, getting underway for UMBC Retrievers versus Kutztown University Golden Bears. UMBC with a rush right away. The pass across gets intercepted off the bat. And now Kutztown will move it up the other way. This will be number 19, Gavin Wolf. Taken back by UMBC, dumped up the middle. Freeze will play to the blue line, has it taken away by Joseph Onikisti. Onikisti brings this puck around the outside behind the net. Worked behind the net by Kutztown once more, back to Onikisti. Circles it back once more behind the net to number 14, Tyree Pettaway. Pettaway circles around the boards, works it back up to the point for number 27, Shane McDivitt. This puck will be broken up and dumped behind the net. Kutztown keeps possession, dumping it back behind to play it again for Tyree Pettaway. Pettaway circles, playing the same play behind the net. This one tries a wraparound, shut down by Brown. Net comes off the moorings, whistle blown dead. Two saves by Brown off the horn. 1:03 into the first period. Line changes for Kutztown. UMBC, one player on, one player off. Coming on the ice for UMBC will be number 5, Ryan Lee. As well as number 17, Dylan Schaub. Taking the faceoff will be number 18, Gavin Hayes, as Kutztown wins the draw. Brendan Granston has this puck for UMBC behind the net. Trying to work this one ahead to Lee. Lee with the touch pass, trying to play it for Schaub. Taken away by Kutztown. Kutztown starting a rush. It's a 2-on-2. Bringing it into the zone is Nicholas Scott. Ryan Lee takes it back for UMBC. Taken back by Kutztown. They'll wheel this one back into their own zone to start a rush. This one taken away offside on UMBC. Play is blown dead. 18:21 to go in the first period. 0-0 the score. Shots on goal so far in the game. 3 for Kutztown, 0 for UMBC. Kutztown with strong majority of possession so far in the first 100 seconds. Jack Spence has to work the puck over to Temenak, has it taken away. Kutztown will bring this one into the zone. Temenak backhands, unable to get it out of the zone. Kutztown just able to keep it in. This one will be taken away by Spence. Temenak dumps this one off the boards, looking for Hayes. Just gets by him, goes to Kutztown, number 23, Vin Marino. Marino takes this over the center line, and he will dump it in all the way behind Sean Brown. Kutztown keeps possession along the boards. Scrum for it, they'll get some line changes as this puck works to the side of the net. Picked up by UMBC, this pass will be intercepted by Onikisti. Ryan Lee will take this puck back, trying to start a rush the other way. Lee over the center line, he'll dump it. And UMBC will get a line change as Kutztown starts this one in their own end. Number 23, Vin Marino, has his pass taken away. UMBC over the line with a shot turned aside by Colby Rosen, the goaltender for the Kutztown Golden Bears. Onikisti works this one ahead. It's a one-on-one with Matthew Sedano. Sedano makes a deep, cuts to the front. Unable to get that one on goal as Brown shuts him down. This one will be worked behind the net by Kutztown again. This one will try a centering pass. Unable to get it to Brown. That scrum for it behind the net, taken away by Temenak, as now Freeze will take this puck himself over the center line, getting around one. Freeze controls along the wing, tries to cut to the middle for his shot. That one turned aside. Freeze still keeping along the boards. The backhand pass for Dom DeAngelis. DeAngelis goes down. First penalty of the game. Power play coming for UMBC. Charles won by UMBC, back to the point. Freeze will play it back in the neutral zone. He's got Krista Lewis on his left. Lewis loses control, this puck taken away, and scoring! Kutztown University on the board first. Number 18, Gavin Wolf with the goal, 16-16 into the first period. Ensuing faceoff won by UMBC, down 1-0 here, 16-10 to go in the first period. Kutztown has his puck in their own zone. They'll take this one out over the wing. Number 26 getting this one into the zone. He'll come in with a shot. That one turned aside and a big save by Brown to keep this one a one-goal game. Shots 5-2 in the first period. 15:57 to go in the first period. 1-0 for Cutstone University. Gavin Wolf, the lone goal of the game off of a Lewis turnover. Cutstone will win this draw. Taken back by UMBC. Dumping it out of the zone is the Chats here. Philip Crum will take this one over the zone, taken back by Cutstown, and goal scorer Gavin Wolf able to get this puck out. Wolf trying to get it back along the boards. He'll skate this one into the offensive zone. Wolf cuts to his backhand. That one turned aside by Brown, and the rebound turned aside by Brown as well. He'll work this one back to the point and out of the zone. DePhillips will play this one. Back to number 16, Nicholas Scott. Fanning on the shot, Brown able to make the easy save as the puck slides along the ice. Line changes now for both sides. 15:18 left in the first period. 1-0 for the Cutstown Golden Bears. Taking the faceoff for UMBC will be Scotty Collinson. Making his return from a hip injury tonight. Cutstown will win this draw. Back to number 23 for his shot. That one turned aside by Brown up into his shoulders, kicking away the rebound. Petaway kicks this one behind the net. Scrumport along the boards once again. Cutstown circling it behind the net for a wraparound try. That gets turned aside by Brown with the shoulder. You see O'Neill gets puck out of the zone. Turnover turned aside by Brown. This one will be taken away by Freeze. Freeze has a breakaway, looking to tie this game up. Freeze shoots and scores! Ethan Freeze ties the game at one with 14:43 to go in the first. A breakaway goal, and this game is even at a goal apiece. Ensuing faceoff won by Cutstown. They'll bring this one in. They'll try to look to get this one right back as Brown covers the dump in. 14:21 to go. In period number one, Ethan Freeze tying this game up at a goal apiece. Shots on goal 11-3 for Cutstown University. Goals one apiece. Taking the faceoff for UMBC will be Gavin Hayes. He'll win this one back to Temenak. Temenak tries to get this puck out of the zone, unable to. Kept in by Cutstown. This one will squirt back into the corner. Dumped back behind the net. Spence will chase this puck down, battling for it with Nicholas Scott. Trying to work this one all the way back to the point, circling it back to the blue line for his shot from the point. Turned aside. Brown able to track it, and he will cover for another whistle. Cutstown, a tricky shot. Brown able to follow it the entire way. 13:57 to go in the first period. Line change coming for Cutstown. UMBC will stay on the ice. Hayes will take this faceoff once again. Slight delay. Spence will come off the ice. Replaced by Brenner Granston. Gotta work this one ahead. Now Schaub will get this one on the boards, tries a centering pass. That one is turned aside by Vin Marino. UMBC still keeping it in as Lee works this one behind the net, tries to work around the front of the backhand. Knocks a man down in front, unable to get the shot on goal. Temenak keeps this puck in, tries to flip it to the point. Temenak will flip this one behind the net. Back for Brenner Granston at the point, makes a move around one. Makes a move around two, still keeps it. Making a deke on his forehand, trying to draw a penalty. No trip awarded on the play. Granston looking for a wraparound try, unable to get it through. This puck will get out of the zone. Temenak will play it at the center line, able to get it by a defender and get a line change for UMBC. 13 minutes to go in the first period. A slap shot from the center line goes wide of Brown. Now Ryan Lee controls this puck in his own zone. Able to get this puck out of the zone, trying to chase it down will be Brady Toms. Getting to it first will be number 26, Joseph DePhillips. He'll take this one back and over the center line. He'll take this one over the blue line himself. Centering pass across the ice for his shot. That one gets blocked by Temenak.
Kutztown able to keep this puck in their own zone. Temenak is nice stick check, trying to wrap around, try, turned aside by Brown, and Granston will clear this puck out and out of the boards. Brady Toms trying to go one-on-one, able to get this puck past the defenseman and behind the net. Kutztown will take it back. Kutztown looking to start a rush ahead. One-on-two, Crystal Lewis breaks that puck up. Kutztown again, retreats, looks for another play, pressured by Philip Crum. Taken back by Lewis, goes to the skits of Crum. To Phillips, makes a deke around one, makes it to the front. That one turned aside by Brown. Sean Brown on his game in the first 8 minutes of this period. 11:56 to go in the first period. Brown makes another save, that's 14 on the evening. Kutztown looking for a centering pass. They work this one behind that. The centering pass broken up by Brown, trying to get this one all the way out. Toms breaks up the play, unable to get this puck out of the zone. UMBC playing it back behind the net. Granston tries to dump it ahead to Toms, just out of his reach. Will not be an icing as that one will go on goal. This one will be worked ahead, taken away by DeAngelis. DeAngelis dumps the puck into the zone, chased down by Kutztown's number 23, Vinny Marino. Unable to get this puck out. Lewis just unable to keep the puck in the zone. Kutztown takes over once again in their own end. 9 minutes gone in the first period. It is a 1-1 game. Crystal Lewis plays the puck in the defensive zone. Looking to start a rush again. She'll control this one over the line. Tries a centering pass to the outside, goes wide of the goal. Kutztown has it back in the neutral zone. He'll work this one back to number 23, Vinny Marino, once more. Marino takes his time, dumps the puck in. This one will wheel all the way back around to be played back at the neutral zone by Matthew Sedano for Kutztown. Petaway will skate this puck into the blue line, dumps it past DeAngelis and behind the net. Jack Spence will go head-to-head with Padaway behind the net. Padaway looks for a centering pass, unable to get it. That one is turned aside by Brown and knocked behind the net once again. Padaway works it back to the point. This one, the point shot goes wide of Brown. This one will get out of the zone to be played by Gavin Wolf, the goal scorer for Kutztown in this game, halfway through the first period. Sedano will try to skate this one in, taken away by Jack Spence. Kutztown will retreat in their own zone, try to start a rush up the wings. This one will be Petaway once again. He'll deke this puck into his own zone. Gets it around one, unable to get the shot on goal. Brenner Granston, a good defensive play to shut down the shot on goal. Scrum for it behind the net. Trying to look for a centering pass, unable to get it through. Still looking behind them. That centering pass once again, unable to get through. Whistle goes. This draw will be won by UMBC. Lewis tries to flip this puck out. It'll be played by Kutztown along the boards. Worked back to number 16, Nicholas Scott. He'll try a centering pass. That one gets broken up and out of the zone. Scotty Collinson breaking this play up along the middle. A lot of pressure from Scotty Collinson in the neutral zone. Lays a big hit on the boards. Krista Lewis takes this puck back. First power play of the game goes to Kutztown. Collinson to the box, 2 minutes for interference. Penalty kill begins for UMBC. This one back to the point for Kutztown. Collinson in the box for 2 minutes for roughing. Back to point. Petaway with a shot. That one turned aside. A great save by Sean Brown once again. Just add it to the list. 8:39 left in the first period. Minute 44 to go on the penalty kill. Draw won by Kutztown, working it across the blue line. Centering pass will get broken up. He'll work this one behind the net once again. Sedano. Back to the point. Back for Sedano again. Sedano with a shot. That one never got through. Up into the boards, and the play blown dead as that puck goes out of play. Hey, Brendan. Where's the puck? Power play continues for Cutstown. Hayes will take the faceoff for UMBC on the penalty kill.
It was late.
Draw will be won by Cutstown. The shot at the faceoff turned aside by Brown. Another big save for Sean Brown here in this first period. Temenak tries to get this puck out, unable to get it out. This puck will just get over the line, and a big hit by Lee along the boards. Offside whistle blown, minute 4 to go on the penalty kill for UMBC. 7:59 to go in the first period. Freeze will take the faceoff on the 5-on-4 for UMBC. This draw will be won by Cutstown. Vinny Marino will work this one over for Shane McDivitt. He'll take it into the zone. He'll try a centering pass that gets broken up by Dom DeAngelis. Late hit. DeAngelis is down. No call. The puck will be cleared all the way back down. Freeze will play this puck against every man in the Cutstown defensive zone, killing plenty of time as DeAngelis picks this puck up again. Big hit from DeAngelis to separate the puck as Cutstown will now take this one on two the other way. He'll try to circle this one around and wheel it back to the point for Vinny Marino. Marino challenged by DeAngelis and pushed to the boards. Marino still has it. 18 seconds left on the penalty kill for UMBC. 7:10 to go in the first period of this 1-1 hockey game. So in the centering pass broken up, taken back by Pettaway. Pettaway wheels this one back for Cody Hemberger. Hemberger back to Pettaway. Penalty over for UMBC. They successfully kill it off, and we are back to even strength as Collinson rejoins the fun. Cutstown still has it in their own zone, tries a centering pass, it gets broken up and deflected into the net. They score 2-1 for Cutstown University. A centering pass off a defenseman and into the net. Cutstown regains the lead. Cutstown has this puck back. 2-1 lead once again. They'll try to score another one here. The backhander, that one never got through to Brown. Gotta work this one back to the point once again. Kept in, worked over for DePhillips. We'll try a shot that goes way wide. Gavin Wolf works this one behind the net. They'll try a centering pass again. No options to work with. Cross-ice pass does not connect off the boards. Trying to chase this one down. James Poschel. Poschel and Lewis will battle for this puck. Keeping it is number 10, Matthew Sedano. Sedano tries a shot turned aside by Brown and behind the boards again. Scrum forward along the boards. Poschel and Sedano and Lewis battling for it. Bonacicity joining the fun. And UMBC will come up with the puck. Poschel unable to get it past Pettaway. And Pettaway will dump it back to be played by number 10, Matthew Sedano. He'll dump it behind Sean Brown. Now it'll be Brenner Granston starting a rush for UMBC. He'll take it over the center line and over the blue line. He'll try one himself for a shot that rings off the post. Granston tries the centering pass again. Poschel will try to kick this one back. Krista Lewis controlling the puck, gets it out. Picked up once again by Cutstown, one-on-one with Krista Lewis. He'll go around, he'll try a shot from the outside. The centering pass, they score! Dalton Bull with the goal. Centering pass from Nicholas Scott, and it's 3-1 for Cutstown, 4:57 to go in the first period. Ensuing draw taken by UMBC. Cutstown will regain possession behind their own cage, trying to work this one out of the zone. They'll dump it all the way down and wide to Sean Brown for an icing as Lewis chases it down. 4:39 to go in the first period, 3-1 for the Cutstown Golden Bears. Goal scorers in the game, Nicholas Scott, Gavin Wolf, and Dalton Bull. Ethan Freeze with the goal for UMBC. Shots on goal, 17-3 for Cutstown University. This faceoff will be in the Cutstown zone, taken by Scotty Collinson. He'll scrum for and tie up in the middle. This draw will be won by UMBC and Ethan Freeze. He'll work it back to Lewis. Lewis tries a shot that goes wide, chased down by DeAngelis. Cutstown able to get this puck out of the zone. Lewis will chase it down one-on-one with Nicholas Scott. Lewis gets it past him, and he'll try to get it to Brenner Granston. Puck just out of his reach. Lewis will chase this one back behind their own net once again. As Freeze in front of her as support. This puck take over, picked off, turned aside by Brown. Working this one back to the point, taken back by Cody Hemberger. And works it back to Sedano behind the net. Picked up once again by UMBC. Krista Lewis tries to find Ethan Freeze. Freeze tries to start a rush now for DeAngelis. DeAngelis takes it over the blue line as that puck knocked off of him by Shane McDivitt. This puck will go all the way back around to be chased by Micah Temanek. Has Brenner Granson as support on the opposite wing. Temanek with it. Turnover in front. Taken by Cutsdown to Deke. They score. Turnover by Temanek. Cutsdown capitalizes. It's 4-1. 3:28 to go in the first period. 4-1 the score now for Cutsdown as the ensuing faceoff won by the Golden Bears. Once again, this one will be taken back by UMBC as Jack Spence retreats and starts in the defensive zone. Looking for Ryan Lee. This one will go to the other corner. Tries a centering pass just out of the reach of Lee. Dylan Schaub just unable to get that pass through. Cutsdown tries to get this one past Spence. Spence able to keep it in. The support able to get it away. And now it's a 3-on-1 for Cutsdown. Petaway across the ice for Sedano. His shot broken up by Ryan Lee on the back check. Cutsdown will get this puck back. Gavin Hayes takes it back, trying to dump this puck out, and does. Cutsdown gets it back in. Delayed offside allows for UMBC to get this puck back. Temanek works it behind his own cage. Line change is coming, setting up a play. Temanek along the boards, trying to find Lee just out of his reach, taken back by number 18. He'll try another one up the wing. Holds for a shot to the outside. His shot goes wide of Brown. He'll scrum forward along the boards once again. Taken back by Cutsdown. The centering pass turned aside by Brown. Trying to work this puck ahead all the way down. Will go on goal. That will be a shot on goal. And no icing on the play. 2 minutes to go in the first period. 4-1 for the Cutsdown Golden Bears as they'll try another possession here. That one will be broken up by Brady Toms as Cutsdown dumps this puck in behind the net. Temanek will try to chase it. Battling for it with Nicholas Scott. Scott wins it, tries to center it around. Jack Spence able to break this play up and taken back by Bull. Bull tries to wheel to the outside, out of the zone. Everyone now has to get back. 90 seconds left in the first period. Gavin Wolf tries a shot that goes wide. This one will stay behind the net, picked up by Cutsdown. They'll wheel it back to the point for Marino. His shot goes wide. That was a hard one. Just goes wide as Sean Brown. Marino takes it back in the neutral zone, makes a move around one. Takes it over the center line and over the blue line. Temanek the only man back. His shot turned aside by Brown. The puck still loose in front. Marino still trying to get away at it. And Brown able to make the save. 1 minute to go in the first period. Not outstanding save by Sean Brown on Vinny Marino. Puck still loose on the rebound, able to dive back and stop that puck from crossing the line. 1 minute left in the first period, 4-1 for Cutsdown. UMBC with a rush the other way. Granston trying to work it over for Crum. This one will try it again. Still working it behind the net. This one will come back to the point, taken back by Cutsdown. Starting a rush in their own zone. 36 seconds left in the first period. This one will be Joseph Bonacchisti taking this one over the line. Scotty Collinson breaks that rush up. This one, the shot from the wall, easily turned aside by Brown. 28 seconds to go in the first period. Line change coming for Cutsdown. Fresh skaters coming on for UMBC. Ethan Freeze, Dominic DeAngelis coming on the ice as well. Scotty Collinson will take this faceoff once Cutsdown is ready to join him. Opposite him will be Dalton Bull. Scotty Collinson will win this faceoff back for Brenner Granston. Granston centering pass into the skates, picked up by Scotty. Here's Scott to DeAngelis. Scotty able to get this puck into the zone. 15 seconds left in the first period. Cutsdown trying to start a rush. This one will be broken up by Freeze. Freeze takes it back. 9 seconds left. This puck pressured and turned over. 5 seconds left. Lift will take this one over the line, looking for a last-second shot. Broken up by Scotty Collinson. And that'll be the end of the first period. 4-1 for Cutstown University. We will be back with the second period in a moment. Second period underway, 4-1 for Cutstown. This puck will go up and out of play into the bleachers.
How long do you think it was going for?
Draw one by UMBC. This one back.
Y'all need to calm down.
This one will go all the way down. Stopped by Cutstown goaltender.
Don't be mean to me.
Back in the offensive zone, picked up by Collinson with a shot that goes wide. Going back to Lewis, she'll try to dump it back. That one taken away. 2-on-1 for Cutstown. This one will be led by Dalton Bull. Bull cuts to the middle, to the front. That one did not get through. Big collision into the boards. Cutstown will keep this one in. They'll circle it back behind the net. This one will be broken up by Grantston. Brenner Grantston will start this rush behind his own net. Grant has turned it over. Brown bails him out with a save. 1:10 into the second period. Line changes coming. Temanek and Spence on for UMBC, joined by Gavin Hayes and Dylan Schaub. This draw will be won by UMBC. Taking it as Temanek, trying to backhand this one out, has it taken away. They'll try a wraparound. That one broken up by Spence. They'll try to wheel this one all the way back into the corner. This one will be played by Bonacisti. Wheeling it back once again and back to the point. Keeping this one in onside. Weak shot from the point gets turned aside, trying to start a rush 2-on-2. Lee trying to get by. Lee taken down, no call coming on the play. Cutstown will start this one again. Matthew Sedano, one of the goal scorers for the Golden Bears, wheels this one into the boards. They'll try a centering pass, that one taken away. They'll try a shot turned aside by Brown and covers for a whistle. Ensuing faceoff will be taken by Scotty Collinson for UMBC. Opposite of him, also number 22, both 22s taking the draw, won by Collinson. Cutstown trying to keep it, they'll try a shot that goes wide. This one also get blocked. They'll work this one in the corner once again. Temanek tries to get it out. He'll get it on the stick of Ethan Fries, and Fries just able to get that puck out into the skates of the official. Temanek will pick this one up in the defensive zone, works it for Fries. Fries makes a move. Fries will try to take this one himself as he takes it over the blue line. Tries a shot, deflected up into the netting and out of play for another whistle. 2:30 into the second period, still 4-1 for the Golden Bears. Line change coming for Cutstown now. Scotty Collinson will still take this faceoff for UMBC. Look to win it back for Jack Spence. Opposite of Scotty Collinson, number 10, Matthew Sedano, one of the goal scorers for the Golden Bears. Puck is down, draw will be won by Sedano, and Cutstown will take this one ahead as Petaway works a cross-ice pass. That one does not get through for Bonacisti. Bonacisti behind the net for Petaway. Back to the point once more. First shot from the point does not get through to the net. That shot taken by Gavin Wolf, as now DeAngelis will try to start this rush the other way. Trying to find Fries, unable to get it to him. Fries just unable to get that stick on the turnover pass. This shot from Petaway turned aside by Brown. The rebound still loose in front, trying to cover the puck. Brown does. That'll be 3 shots on goal saved by Brown on that scrum. Line changes for all sides coming now. Ryan Lee stepping onto the ice along with Brenner Grantston for UMBC. Petaway and Sedano stay on the ice for Cutstown. Draw is won by Gavin Hayes. Brenner Grantston tries a centering pass. This will get that one through for Schaub. Schaub looking ahead to Lee. Lee takes it over the blue line. Big reverse hit by Ryan Lee. DeFilippis tried to step into him. Lee shut him down the entire way. Lee tries to take it back. DeFilippis trying to chase him down. Lee making him look silly on this shift now. DeFilippis on the ice again trying to hit Lee. Lee does not like that targeting one bit. Petaway tries to rush the other way. He's 1-on-1 with Grantston. Branson tries to shut him down and breaks down the centering pass as well. Fedaway and Schaub will battle for it. Cutstone will get it back to the point. This one sent across forward to Phillips. Krista Lewis will take this puck back. Lewis looks for a pass for Dylan Schaub, just out of reach. DePhillips will have it back. Works it over for Gavin Wolf. Wolf battling for it with Lee. Lee able to knock this puck back into the offensive zone. Pressuring now will be Gavin Hayes. Just out of the reach of Brady Toms as Cutstown will start this rush again the other way. This one will be Cody Hemberger, broken up by Brenner Granson. This puck will be dumped into the UMBC Dome, taste down by Crystal Lewis behind Sean Brown. She'll work a backhand pass to Brenner Granston on the boards. Granston will start this puck in his own zone over the blue line, over the center line, and back over the zone again. Granston has this puck along the board, still has it. Taken on two defenders all by himself, trying to work this one away and taken back by Cody Hemberger. Big hit from Granston on McDivitt, and UMBC has this puck back once again. Lewis looking to start a rush, trying to find Phil Crum, unable to get that pass through. Two on two the other way. This one will be broken up by Brenner Granston, forcing them to dump it in, and Lewis will now play this one again. Cutstown unhappy with Brenner Granston at the moment. Granston making them look silly on that last shift and knocking down plenty of players on the rush. Puck almost hits us in the face in the press box. Whistle blown. 14:45 to go in the second period. Score remains unchanged. 4-1 for the Golden Bears. Golden Bears still talking to Brenner Granston as he heads to the bench. Scotty Collinson taking this faceoff for UMBC. Fedaway turns it over to DeAngelis. DeAngelis unable to start a rush the other way. This one, the centering pass, unable to get through Ryan or Ethan Fries. Just unable to get his puck on the centering pass. A great play from DeAngelis. As Fries now able to get this one back. He's got three men in front of him. That one will be taken away by Fedaway. DeAngelis still with the pressure on. This one will be broken up by Collinson. Physical shift now for UMBC. Collinson, DeAngelis, and Fries all throwing their bodies around. Down by three here in the second period. Sedano tries to make a move around one. Jack Spence will take it back in his own zone. He'll try to dump this one ahead for DeAngelis. Off his stick, but out of the zone. Cutstown will retreat for another possession. DePhillips tries to work this one all the way ahead. Gives it right to Jack Spence for UMBC. His pass to get out of the zone is broken up by Sedano. Sedano still skating with it, tries to find Crum. DePhillips tries to flip this one out of the zone. Line change on the play. That one will be icing on Cutstown on the miscommunication. 13:44 to go in the second period. Score still remains unchanged, still 4-1. Everyone will work their way all the way down the ice. No line change allowed for Cutstown. UMBC will ice same players for this one. Brady Toms comes on the ice along with James Poschel. Cutstown wins this draw, pressured by Toms. Poschel knocks that puck out of his... Poschel will go to the box for slashing on the play, knocking the stick out of the Cutstown forward hand. Power play begins for Cutstown in the offensive zone. They'll try centering pass. That one gets broken up by Scotty Collinson. This puck unable to get out of the zone, kept in at the point. Look for a centering pass to the front, unable to connect. Brown, no need to make a save on that one. They'll try to work this one back to the point for DePhillips. DePhillips works this one back to the outside. This one they'll try a centering pass, and they score. The setup by Sedano onto the pick of Fedaway. 5-1 for the Cutstown Golden Bears. Power play goal. Ensuing faceoff is won by UMBC. Brenner Granston will dump this puck in. Try to work this one back to the front. That one turned aside. A big save on Brady Toms. Toms looking for his first of the season. And now Cutstown cuts back the other way as Dalton Bull tries to puck this one in right into the skates of Sean Brown, and he will cover. Great opportunity for Brady Toms at the other end to get that one right back. But Colby Rosen able to follow the whole way. Second shot of the period that Rosen has had to face, and he makes that save. Another faceoff will come in the UMBC zone. This one will be taken by Scotty Collinson. Battle of the 22s once again as Collinson wins this one against Dalton Bowl. Temanek tries to get that one out, or rather Brenner Granston. Granston has it back, tries to work it ahead out of the reach of Brady Toms. This one will go all the way down for an icing on UMBC. 12:37 to go in the second period, not quite at the halfway point of this one. 5-1 for the Kutztown Golden Bears. One goal in the period, courtesy of Tyree Petaway Jr. to make it 5-1. Scotty Collinson and Dalton Bowl will take this faceoff once again. Everybody gets lined up, puck goes down, and this one will be won by Bull. If you're keeping track of those faceoffs, that's 2-1 for Scotty Collinson ahead of Dalton Bull. Brenner Granston controls this puck behind his own net. This puck we turned over on the centering pass. Granston able to get it back on the Kutztown turnover. Granston dekes around a couple, tries to work this one ahead for a centering pass. This one will be taken out of the zone and taken by DePhillips. DePhillips gets around one. Crum tries to lay a hit. Unsuccessful as DePhillips take this shot. That one turned aside by Brown for another save. The rebound does not go. Play is blown dead with 12:02 to go in the second period. Not entirely sure what the whistle was for, but we will wait as the refs get things sorted out on the UMBC bench. Scotty Collinson will win the ensuing draw. This one will be brought back for Crystal Lee. Her centering pass does not connect with Phil Crum. This one will be another icing on UMBC with 11:54 to go in the second period. 5-1 again for the Kutztown Golden Bears. Once again, it will be Scotty Collinson taking the faceoff opposite of Matthew Sedano. Sedano will win this one. This one will be poked away. A nice diving back check by Scotty Collinson as he'll come off the ice for a line change. He'll be replaced by Gavin Hayes. Coming back on the ice, making a couple nice moves. This one will throw into the net and wide of the goal by Gavin Hayes, picked up by Schaub. Schaub tries to work this one back to Hayes. That one will be broken up by Sedano. Kutztown to get that puck back. Trying to work it ahead. They've got a 3-on-2. Puck gets away from Petaway. Sedano tries to wheel to the front. His backhand, that one doesn't get through. Petaway tries a wraparound, broken up by Krista Lewis. Lewis tries to throw this one out on the boards, unable to get through. UMBC clears the zone. Kutztown retreats for another attack. This one brought in for another one to the backhand. That one broken up once again by Lewis. Down goes DePhillips. Another save for Sean Brown. Draw one by Kutztown. The backhand shot does not get through to Brown. The rebound tries still loose in front. Brown covers again. Another good string of saves for Sean Brown off the faceoff win by the Golden Bears. Shots on goal 31-5 for Kutztown University. Continuing to pour it on Sean Brown, who is standing tall in net, while Colby Rosen at the other end, not so much. Four saves on five shots at the other end. Kutztown will try to wheel this one back to the point for another shot deflected wide. Brown able to track it and make the pad save. Another try, that one also turned aside. Now Dom DeAngelis will try to start this puck the other way. He'll dump it in. And finally now, UMBC draws a penalty and the first power play of the game for UMBC as DeAngelis draws a call. Draws one by UMBC to start right away. This one goes off the side of the goal and cleared by Kutztown to be chased by Brenner Granston. Granston will take this puck behind his own net, looking to draw up a play. He's got Temanek circling with him. Granston will take this puck and work it ahead to DeAngelis, just out of his reach. Kutztown will take this one back and kill off some clock. Working this one ahead, Granston will track this puck down for another try, 35 seconds down on the power play for UMBC. Granston, a nice move around one. He gets to the center line and over the blue line. Granston tries this one himself as that one goes over the goal. Freeze tries to chase it down behind the net, has it taken away by DePhillips. Phillips keeps it in. Freeze gets it back. He'll work it back to Temanek. Temanek has Granston with him at the other line. Temanek looking at his options. Tries a shot that gets blocked. This one will be picked up by DeAngelis. D'Angelo has it taken away. Cutstown will flip it all the way down out of the zone. The clear by Nick Scott. Brown makes a decision with it, tries to dump it ahead. Brenner Granson will take this one, and he'll work it for Ethan Fries. Fries trolls along the outside, tries to work it back for Scotty Collinson. Collinson battling for it with Petaway. Trying to knock this puck free. Joining the rush is DeAngelis and McDevitt. No clear winner as of yet. Collinson comes up with this puck. Collinson takes this shot off the outside of the goal. Picked up by Fries as the net comes off its moorings for another whistle. Power play continues for UMBC. 20 seconds to go on the penalty kill for Cutstown. Scotty Collinson goes to the bench with a bit of a limp as this puck will get out of the reach of Temenak and chase down into the corner as they will kill off the final seconds of this power play. 8:43 to go in the second period, still 5-1 for the Golden Bears. Tyree Petaway works it back. Penalty is over. No shots on goal on that for UMBC. A couple chances, unable to get them on goal. This one will be picked up by Crum. Crum tries to get this one back. Down he goes. Petaway able to take it back. He'll start a rush down the wing. He'll try a shot. That one broken up. Micah Temenak with the diving block as that puck bounces right into the glove of Sean Brown. 8:17 to go in the second period. Taking this faceoff for UMBC will be Gavin Hayes. Draw one by UMBC. This puck deflected up into the air, right to Dalton Bull. His centering pass is broken up. Tom's unable to get that puck. Spence knocks that puck into the corner. He'll try a centering pass. That one doesn't get through. Brown able to make the save on the one-timer. 8 minutes even to go in the second period. Only one goal in the second period, courtesy of Cutstown University, coming from Tyree Petaway. Gavin Hayes will take this faceoff once again. He'll win it once more. Working it ahead, unable to get it out of the zone. Crum will pick this one up along the boards. Cutstown able to take it back. This will be Shane McDevitt retreating into the defensive zone. Vinny Marino tries to work it ahead. Brenner Granston will try to beat McDevitt to the puck. McDevitt battling for it along the boards with him. Picked up by Jack Spence. Brady Toms gets it out of the zone. Joseph DePhillips plays it back for Cutstown. Crum isn't able to get his puck on that. Taking it back over the line will be Cody Hemberger. Making a deke to the middle, that one doesn't get through. And now back to the point. Gonna deke this one all the way to the outside is Sedano. Back to the point once more for another drive. Picked up once again, they'll try a wraparound broken up by Brenner Granston. This one, the shot again turned aside by Brown. Finally, UMBC comes up with possession. Brenner Granston works it ahead to Crum. Unable to get a stick on the clearing attempt. They'll battle for it. Cutstown comes back up with it. That'll be DePhillips starting this possession for the Golden Bears. Bonacicity comes to the middle. He'll try to cut in with a shot. Has that one broken up by Granston. Granston on his backhand, unable to get this puck out of the zone. Kept in. Back to the point once more. Tries centering pass. That one broken up as well by Gavin Hayes and clears the zone with 6:20 to go in the second period. Still 5-1. Gavin Wolf tries to work this one in. Sedano with some room on the wing. He'll try a centering pass. That one broken up. Sedano keeps it behind the net. Looking again for the cross crease. That one deflected. Brown able to track it and cover with 6:03 to go in the second period. Shots on goal 35-5 for Cutstown. 5-1 still the score. Line changes for both sides. Scotty Collinson back on the ice after leaving in a bit of a heap. Looks like he'll be all right to continue as he wins this draw. Back for Krista Lewis. Lewis tries a cross crease, almost picked off, but unable to connect. Hemberger tries a centering pass. unable to get that one through. Lewis breaks that one up. Again, this one away from Ethan Freeze. They'll try another shot turned aside by Brown and out of the zone. Chased all the way back into the defensive zone by Gavin Wolf. Wolf tries to work this one ahead for Petaway, unable to connect. Picked up by Scotty Collinson. He'll work this one ahead to Freeze. Freeze has that poked away from him. Scotty Collinson trying to pick that one up. Makes a nice move around one to the front. That one turned aside by Colby Rosen. An amazing scoring chance for Scotty Collinson. Freeze trying to get this one back, loses control. Gets this one back and tries to dump it all the way back in. Collinson will try to chase it, but it will be picked up by DePhillips. Pemberger works it over the blue line. Works it behind the net. And that one will be covered by Sean Brown. 5:01 to go in the second period. Still only the one goal from Tyree Petaway early on in the second period. It remains 5-1. Jerome LeChesser will take this faceoff for UMBC. They'll tie up for it. Cutstown comes away with it. They'll try a centering pass in front. Does not get through to anyone. Brady Toms will pick it up and get it out of the zone before Tyree Petaway takes it back again. Starting this rush will be Vinny Marino. Rodrigue around one gets to the middle on his forehand with a shot turned aside by Brown. The rebound still loose. Brown unable to cover. Still some chaos in front and able to get it free. Jack Spence clearing that puck out of the zone. Chased down by Cutstown once again. Shane McDivitt behind his own cage. Works this one for Bonacchisti. Joseph Bonacchisti moves around one. He'll take a shot. That one stopped by Brown with the shoulder. Back in front again. They'll try a wraparound try. That one turned aside by Brown as well. Tom's unable to get out of the zone. 4 minutes to go in the period. Another shot turned aside by Brown. The shot from the point from Vinny Marino along the ice. Brown scoops it up with the glove. Shots on goal 39-6 for the Golden Bears over the Retrievers. Fresh skaters coming on for both sides. Now Gavin Hayes will take this faceoff against Dalton Bull. Draw one by Hayes. He'll get this one out of the zone. Taking this possession in is Gavin Wolf. Wolf takes a shot turned aside by Brown. The rebound still loose. Another try turned aside. Three saves by Brown. Still able to keep that puck out of the net. This has been an outstanding performance from Sean Brown in this game. Another try. That one also turned aside with a pad of Sean Brown. This one, the backhand turned aside by Brown on the backhand shot from Nicholas Scott. 38 saves in the game so far for Sean Brown on 43 shots against. He has been on it all night long. Hayes and Bull take this faceoff. Bull comes up with it, makes a move around one. He'll take a shot, doesn't get through. He'll try another one, that goes wide. Trying to chase it down is Spence, but it will be picked up by Bull. Hemberger looking it back. Temanak along the boards. Cutstown gets it back. Hemberger along the boards. He'll dump this puck in. Spence will chase it down. Temanak pressured behind the net. Works it all the way back. Sedano trying to cut in on his backhand, broken up by Jack Spence. This shot trickles wide of the goal. They'll try another shot. That one doesn't go either. Sedano has it behind the net. Works it back for another try. That one blocked, picked up by UMBC, and cleared out of the zone. 2:38 to go in the second period. Cutstown with possession ever since the UMBC power play. Take it back by Cutstown. He'll take this shot. That one turned aside by Brown, and he will cover on the shot by Gavin Wolf. 2:25 left in the second period. 5-1 for the Cutstown Golden Bears. Line change for both sides. Dom DeAngelis, Ethan Freeze, Krista Lewis, Scotty Collinson, and Brenner Grantston step on the ice for UMBC. Scotty Collinson ready to take this draw opposite of Matthew Sedano. Collinson wins the draw. Lewis trying to get it out. And now here's Ethan Freeze taking this puck over the center line. He has DeAngelis with him, able to keep it in. Freeze making a move around one and move around two, trying to cut this one in the middle. This one back to Collinson. His shot, that one blocked and into the corner. Chased down by Collinson. He'll take this puck back. Collinson along the boards tries a centering pass, doesn't get through. Picked up by Cutstown. They'll start a rush the other way. Taking this one is Tyree Petaway right along the boards. He'll move this one behind the net. Brenner Granston takes it back, looking for options. That one poked away. 1:45 left in the second period. Lewis and Freeze will try to win this puck along the boards. Freeze able to come up with it, making some moves around a couple. Works it back to Brenner Granston. Granston loses control, but able to poke it free. Try to work this one ahead for Ethan Freeze. He'll try to start a rush the other way. He's got three skaters with him. Freeze takes it over the blue line, makes a move around a couple, looking to set up a scoring chance. Freeze tries a backhand pass to DeAngelis. Defense read it, and now Cutstown will start a rush the other way. This one trying to cut to the middle around Granston on his backhand. That one turned aside by Sean Brown, tracking that breakaway the whole way through as Granston breaks it up. Cutstown will win the ensuing faceoff. This one will be dumped in by Gavin Wolf behind the net. 50 seconds left in the second period. This one will be up in the air. Picked up by Cutstown. Battling for it will be LeChassier. LeChassier goes down. Cutstown still keeps possession. Battling for it will be James Poschel. Poschel able to kick it free and get it out of the zone. 32 seconds to go in the second period. Cutstown picks it up behind their net once more. Cross crease pass, this one will go to Nicholas Scott. Scott has that one broken up. Crum will dump this one all the way down, no icing coming. Picked up once again by DePhillips. They've got 10 seconds to make a play as DePhillips takes it over the blue line into the offensive zone. Offside called on the play with 7 seconds to go in the period. Another faceoff will come before the second period can come to a close. Likely one final faceoff coming in the neutral zone. Jerome LeChassier alongside of Dalton Bull. UMBC will win this one back to Jack Spence. 2 seconds and one. He'll hold it as the second period comes to a close. Only one goal in the second period. 5-1 the score after 40 minutes. Final 20 coming up.
Third period
about to get underway between the UMBC Retrievers and Cutstown Golden Bears. 5-1 the score as the puck is down. Cutstown wins this ensuing faceoff. Brought in by number 14, Tyree Petaway. Petaway has that taken away by Brenner Granston. Granston working this puck behind the net. Able to get it free, looking for DeAngelis. Gets away from him and back to the point to be picked up by Freeze. Freeze backhand pass to DeAngelis. Taken back by Cutstown. Bonacisti over the line. Taken away by Freeze and DeAngelis. Petaway. Sending pass to Sedano. He'll take it over the blue line. Sedano with a shot turned aside by Brown. Picked up once again by Cutstown. Sedano with the centering pass. This centering pass doesn't get through. It'll be picked up and centered back. This will be taken back by Freeze. Freeze at his best here as he's got a rush down the wing. Freeze tries a centering pass to the front. That one did not get through. DeAngelis with an opportunity just couldn't get the pass from Freeze onto the goal. This puck will be blocked, sent ahead. Freeze will try to chase this puck down. He'll go for a line change instead. Cutstown will start this opportunity in their own end. Minute 20 down in the first period. Lewis fans on this pass, taken back by Cutstown. Hemberger with a shot goes over the head of Sean Brown. Collision along the boards, taken back. Picked up by Dalton Bull. Works it over to Shane McDevitt. McDevitt takes it over the blue line. He'll dump this puck in. Taken back by UMBC. Cutstown. Hemberger dumps it into the zone. Crystal Lewis will chase this puck down along the boards. Big collision along the boards. Still battling for it, trying to get it free. Cutstown will come up with it. Circling it around his bull. Bull will take a shot, turned aside by Brown. Lewis tries to clear this puck off the line and does, taken back by Hemberger. Hemberger back to McDevitt. McDevitt knocked down. Taken back once again, the whistle goes. Potential penalty upcoming here as they skate to the center line. And a power play for UMBC. Power play for UMBC will start in the defensive zone. DeAngelis will take this puck in. Soka's around for points. He'll wheel this one to Crystal Lewis. Don't know what that was. Cuts down for Brenner Granston. Granston on his backhand tried to wheel this puck in. DeAngelis knocked down. Freeze will pick this one up along the boards. Tries centering pass, broken up. Custom trying to get this one out, unable to clear. Granston will keep it in. Looking for options around the outside. Makes a deke around one, deke around two. Still looking for options. Granston off his skates and back to himself. Tries to cut to the middle. That one was broken up by the goaltender. Custom will get this one out of the zone. Picked up by Freeze. Freeze will look for options himself over the blue line. 45 seconds left on the power play. Freeze still with possession. Looks up for options, has Lewis. Gets it to her. Lewis with a shot that just goes wide of the goal. Granston will look to pick this one up, looking for more options. He'll take this shot himself. That one goes wide of the goal. Lewis will try to chase this puck down. She'll get it back, try to work it for Freeze. Unable to get this puck clear, and this one will be kept in by Hayes. Hayes' slap shot goes wide of the goal. DeAngelis will try to pick this one up. Tries a centering pass, and they get it through. Puck still loose in front. Unable to get it free. Just trickles past Brenner Granston as the time trickles down on the power play. Picked up by Krista Lewis. Lewis works this one ahead for DeAngelis. Connects with him. They'll go for the line change as penalty for Cutstown is over. Granston will pick this one up now that we're back to even strength. Granston passes it to himself over the blue line. His backhand tries to wheel it to the front, has that one broken up. Cutstown tried to clear this puck down, and they do. This one will be chased down by Temanek. He's got Petaway behind him. Petaway able to get him and knock him down. Cutstown will come up with the puck once again, as this one will go all the way back down, chased for an icing on UMBC. 14:57 to go in the second period. No score in the third period. Still 5-1 for the Bears. Shots on goal 48-7. At this point, no shots on goal for UMBC on the power play. Draw will be won by UMBC's Gavin Hayes. Brenner Granston picks this one up, tried to clear out of the zone and does, to be taken back by Gavin Wolf. Wharf will work it over to DePhillips. DePhillips backhand pass to Scott. Scott scores in options. Finds a man in the center. Temanek looks back for him again. Temanek looking for room. So we take it back. Bull with a shot turned aside by Brown. Deflects out of play for another whistle. 14:30 to go in the third period. Line changes for both sides. Face-off now coming. This one will be won by Cutstown. Dumped to the outside. Still keeping this puck in. That will be Hemberger dumping this one back behind the net. He'll chase this one down. Temanek able to get it clear. This one will be chased all the way down by DePhillips. DePhillips starting this rush in his own end. Works it ahead for Hemberger. Unable to connect. Poschel unable to get a stick on this puck. This one will be played by Jack Spence, looking to start a rush. He'll work this one ahead for Crum. Crum unable to get a stick on it. Brought in for UBC. They'll take a shot turned aside by Brown for the whistle. With 13:46 to go in the third period. 51 shots on goal for Cutstown. Sean Brown, even with the five goals against, back up to a 900 save percentage off of an outstanding performance, standing on his head once again. Cutsdown will take this one back. Bonacchisti will work this one back to the point, just out of the reach of Vinny Marino. Marino will try to chase it down. He'll be challenged by James Poschel. Marino has it knocked off his stick. He'll drop it off for Bonacchisti. Bonacchisti head for Petaway, back for Marino. Crum will challenge, along with Scotty Collinson. They'll wheel this one back into the defensive zone in no rush. Marino takes it over the line. Marino takes the shot. That one is blocked by Collinson. Working this one back. Shot from the point by Bonacchisti, followed by Sean Brown, and he will cover for another whistle with 12:58 to go in the third period. Still no score in the third, 5-1 for Cutstown. UMBC wins the ensuing faceoff. Scotty Collinson wins that one back for Krista Lewis. She'll work it over for Brenner Granston. Granston dumps this puck out of the zone, tries to find Ethan Fries to go one-on-one. Fries has Collinson with him. Finds Scotty Collinson working the puck for another try to the front. That one turned aside. DeAngelis couldn't connect on the pass from Ethan Fries. And now Fries will try to get this one back again. Takes it over the line, works over for DeAngelis, looking for another opportunity on his backhand. That one is in. He scores! Dominic DeAngelis with the backhand chips it over Colby Rosen, and UMBC is back on the board to make it 5-2. Ensuing faceoff won by Cutstown. They'll work it back to the point. UMBC with another opportunity in front, trying to find Fries, unable to connect on the centering pass. Cutstown will dump this one into the UMBC zone, chased by Lewis. Pressuring back, Collinson trying to knock this puck free, just able to get it back to the point. They'll still scrum forward along the board as this one comes free along to the outside. Cutstown looking for a centering pass. They'll elect that instead to a pass to the point. They'll work it back down behind the net once more. Still able to keep it in is the Phillips. Still looking for the option on the centering pass to Phillips. Works it back behind the net once more. We'll try center pass for DePhillips. His shot turned aside by Brown. He will cover once again on the one-timer from DePhillips. 53 shots against for Sean Brown. He has stopped 48 of them to this point. 11:18 to go in the third period. Dominic DeAngelis with the goal in this third period so far to make this a three-goal game. Still time for UMBC to work their way back into this one if they can get another one quickly here. This one, the shot from the point off the bar and out of play, a close one. That shot from Vinny Marino off the post, loudly and out of play. We'll have another faceoff coming in the UMBC zone to be taken by Hayes. Draw one by Cutstown back to the point. Trying to work it back from Marino. This one taken away and broken up by Brady Toms out of the zone. Bonacchisti trying to move it over the line. No one home on the pass across for Sedano. Bonacchisti has it back. Trying to work this one back for Sedano, but Bonacchisti will now take this shot turned aside. Trying to work this one ahead for Brady Toms. Just out of his reach, it'll go all the way down. No icing on the play. They'll chase this one down. Picking it up is Vinny Marino. Marino in his own zone, looking for options. He'll skate past a couple. He's got Bonacchisti ahead of him. Unable to get through to him. Big hit along the boards. Marino goes up high on Gavin Hayes. No call. Brady Toms trying to bring it in once again. And he's sent down, chased by Jack Spence along with Sedano. Sedano will come up with the puck. Looks for a centering pass to the front. He's got Nicholas Scott as an option. He'll elect instead to wheel this one all the way back to the point for line changes. He'll wheel it over for a shot from the outside. Turned aside by Brown. The rebound unable to get through. Brown follows to make the save. Plus one, they'll try a centering pass. Does not get through. Broken up by Spence. Tom's unable to get a stick on it. The puck will go over the line and out of play. Cutstone will have it back in their defensive zone. We are more than halfway through the second period now. 9:40 to go in the third, 5-2. Cutstone will skate this one over the line. They'll take the shot, turned aside, and stopped once again for Sean Brown. Fresh skaters on for UMBC. Brenner Granston, Krista Lewis, and Phil Crum come onto the ice along with Jerome Lechasser. Draw one by Cutstown, back to the point. Lechasser tries to pick that one off. Lewis picks it up along the wards. Working it on over, Crum try to knock this puck free. Brenner Granston has this puck in his own end, looking to start a rush the other way. He'll make a move around one and take it over the line. Able to stop a turnover against it. Now Granston will move it now into the offensive zone, trying to take on everyone himself, has it poked away. And now Cutstown will start a rush the other way. This one will be broken up. Big hit by Brenner Granston, knocks that puck free. And offside blows the play dead with 8:57. To go in the third period, still a 3-goal game. Connection on the hit by Brenner Granston to Dalton Bull has them still talking. As Bull will come off the ice, Granston stays on. Ethan Freeze joins the ice for UMBC. Faceoff will come in the neutral zone. It'll be Ethan Freeze taking this draw. Cutstown wins it. They'll try to dump this one all the way in and wide. This one will be wheeled back to the point and out of the zone. Ethan Freeze trying to pressure, force a turnover, makes them retreat all the way back into the defensive zone. Cross crease pass doesn't connect, goes to Brenner Granston instead in the defensive zone. This play goes off. Granston picks it up again, looking to make something happen here as he carries this one over the blue line himself. Cutstown plays the body, able to knock him off the puck. Connection along the boards with the hit. Bonacchisti carries this puck over. Freeze able to break it up, looking to start a rush the other way. Freeze waiting for everyone to get onside, does. Freeze now making some moves to the outside. Freeze makes a move around one, tries a centering pass. That one turned aside. DeAngelis so close to his second goal of the game. Another beautiful pass by Ethan Freeze. DeAngelis shut down by Colby Rosen for Cutstown. Freeze making some nice moves to keep this puck around to the outside. DeAngelis around the net tries a wraparound try. That one turned aside by Rosen, and Cutstown able to pick it up as well. This one will be brought ahead for Sedano. Matthew Sedano controlling. Bonacchisti moving it around. Bonacchisti, the centering pass. That one broken up by Granston. The rebound try cutting loose, and now they score. Bonacchisti takes advantage of a loose puck in front to make it 6-2 for Cutstown. Ensuing faceoff following the goal, won by UMBC, they'll carry this one into the zone with 7:25 to go in the third period. 6-2 for Cutstown. Carried along to the outside, picked up once again by Cutstown along the boards. They'll try to clear this one free. Working it ahead to Dalton Bull. Bull makes a move around a couple, cuts to the front, unable to get that shot through. The centering pass broken up. Picked up once again by Wolf. Jack Spence will chase this one down behind the net. And picking it up will be Brady Toms. Taking it back for Cutstown is Dalton Bull once again. Bull gets it back on the pass from Hemberger. Bull carries it over the line. We'll go around a couple, pushed into the boards by Jack Spence. He'll break this play up. Toms has his pass broken up by Hemberger. Hemberger tries a centering pass, does not connect, and Toms tries to pick this one up and work it ahead for Dylan Schaub. Schaub will try to dump this one ahead, taken down, as Cutstown takes this puck back in their own defensive end. 6:23 to go in the third period. 6-2 for Cutstown University. Goals in this period coming from Dom DeAngelis and Joseph Bonacchisti. Now moving this one ahead is Poschel. Poschel tries to move around one, unable to connect. Now it will be a 2-on-1 for Cutstown the other way, as they'll take this shot. That one turned aside by Brown. The rebound still loose. Trying to get this one free. Brown shuts down the 2-on-1 on the shot by Gavin Wolf. taken back by Petaway. Knocked into the corner. Petaway looks for options on the centering pass. Try to work this one free to the back. Knocked out of the zone with 5:40 to go in the third period. Taken back by Bonacchisti, the latest goal scorer. He'll turn on the Jets and carry this one down the wing and over the blue line. Makes a move. Has that knocked behind the net. Tries a centering pass. That one turned aside by Brown, and he will cover. 5:24 to go in the third period. Shots on goal in the game. 62 for Kutztown and 9 for UMBC. Scotty Collinson will take the faceoff for UMBC opposite of Matt Sedano. Scotty will win this draw. Back for Lewis. Lewis's pass is picked off. This puck will get out of the zone. Picked up by Vinny Marino. Challenged by Ethan Fries. Picked up by Scotty Collinson. Has it taken away by Bonacchisti. He'll go one-on-one with Lewis. Tries a shot along the ice. Easily stopped and covered by Sean Brown with 5:03 to go in the third period, a 4-goal lead for Kutztown. All players will stay on. Collinson will take this draw again and win it once more. Lewis will take this puck and try to dump it around to the outside. Pulling this one back to the point, dumped back into the offensive zone for Kutztown, taken by Brenner Granston behind his own cage. Granston looks for options. He'll try to turn on the Jets. Moves it ahead for Ethan Fries. He'll take it over the blue line. Fries makes a move around a couple. Tries a deke to the middle. Trying to get it through. Unable to put that puck in the back of the net. As Rosen able to follow that the entire way. Kutztown now starts an opportunity the other way. Bull will dump this puck in. Played by Crystal Lewis. Dumping it along on the backhand to be played by Dom DeAngelis. Scotty Collinson will pick up the loose puck and work it over for none other than Ethan Fries, who will take this puck over the line. Looks for options. Fries will deke and take this shot. That one is turned aside by Colby Rosen. Taken back by DeAngelis. Works this one to the net just wide of the goal. Fries will take it back along the boards. Fries works it back along the outside of the boards. Picked up by Kutztown. Fries will try to chase this one down again, trying to regain possession. He'll scrum for it along the outside. And it will be picked up by Kutztown's number 14, Petaway. Petaway carries it over the line, pushed aside by Brenner Granston. Lewis pokes that puck free on her backhand. A big hit by Fries to knock that puck loose. Trying to get this puck free. And now Brenner Granston picks it up again. Taking it back is Brady Toms. Kutztown will dump it in for a shot on goal. That will be turned aside by Sean Brown from the clearing attempt from the center line. Crum will try to take this puck back on the pass from Granston. And UMBC will dump it all the way down for an icing with 2:58 to go in the game. 4-goal lead for Kutztown. Officials trying to gain control of the final 3 minutes of this game. Keep the chirping to a minimum. Line changes now for both sides. Crystal Lewis, Brenner Granston, Gavin Hayes, and Philip Crum on the ice for UMBC, along with Brady Toms. Taking the draw will be Gavin Hayes. Kutztown will win it. I'll try to work this one to the middle, taken away by Crystal Lewis. Lewis trying to work that puck to Toms, has that pass broken up. And now moving it ahead for Kutztown is Dalton Bull. His opportunity denied. Working all the way back on the outside of the boards as we reach the final 2:35 of the third. He'll try a wraparound try that gets turned aside by Brown as the whistle goes. Whistle goes, we wait for a resolution. Faceoff will come in the UMBC defensive zone once again. draw won by UMBC and Gavin Hayes. Right back to Philip Crum. Hayes trying to get this puck out of the zone and does. Taken back once again by Cutstown. This will be Dalton Bull taking it himself. Bull around on his backhand. Over for the shot. That one goes wide of Brown. Shot from the point. Deflected and behind the net. Picked up by Granston. He'll try a centering pass. Does not connect. Picked up by Granston. Granston making a move around a couple. He's taken down. No call coming. And they'll score on the play. That is a questionable set of officiating from the officials. The goal will count. And 7-2. So after the controversial goal, we reach the final minute 45 of the game. Goal coming from Cody Hemberger of Cutstown. This shot turned aside. Collinson so close to a goal. Final 90 seconds of this one. Scotty Collinson, a big save by Colby Rosen to keep this one 7-2. Carrying this one ahead now is Cutstown. We'll work this one ahead for Bonacchisti. This one will go up into the penalty box and out of play by Petaway. Minute 13 to go in the game, 7-2 for the Golden Bears. Latest goal coming from Cody Hemberger off of a controversial no call. Taking this faceoff for UMBC will be Jerome Lechisser. Draw won by Cutstown and Matthew Sedano. Temanak. UMBC will work this one in the offensive zone, taken back by Cutstown. 48 seconds to go in the game. A big hit by Brenner Granston that Bonacchisti does not like one bit with a cross check to the legs. Scrum forward along the boards as we reach 30 seconds to go in the third period. Physicality picking up a bit as frustration boils over. That one a shot on goal and a save for Sean Brown. 68 shots against for Brown on the evening so far. 61 saves, 27 seconds to go in this third period. 7-2 for the Golden Bears. The Chester will take this faceoff once more. Opposite of him will be Dalton Bull for the Bears. This draw will be won by Lechasser. Back to the point. They'll try a shot from the point. That one gets blocked by Lechasser. 18 seconds to go. Chasing it all the way back down is Shane McDivitt. Vinny Marino, 10 seconds left in the game. He'll try one last opportunity to make this an 8-2 game. Marino carries it over the line. He'll try that one. Broken up by Lewis. And this one is over. 7-2, the final score. Cutstown Golden Bears win it over UMBC. Goal scorers for UMBC, Ethan Fries and Dom DeAngelis. Unable to come up with more than two in this one. They fall to the Golden Bears 7-2 as this one in the books.